That moment when you realize that everything Facebook is doing is just how the internet operates now. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Do you have privacy fatigue yet? Yes, that is a real thing. It causes people to feel hopeless about the amount of information being collected about them and whether it can possibly ever be contained by the companies collecting it. But get some coffee because we're not done yet. This week, Facebook told everyone how much data it collects when you're surfing the web and you're not even logged in or don't even have a Facebook account. And it also rewrote its terms of service and privacy policy, but critics said it still made it really hard for people to lock down their information. To chew over all of it, let's do quality assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Joining me today, Tom Merritt, host of the podcast Daily Tech News Show and my former Buzz Out Loud co-host. I asked him if this is just a Facebook problem.
Yes, Facebook is doing this. And yes, you should pay attention and go, wait a minute, you're doing what? But also Twitter is doing it. Also, Google's doing it in many ways because they not only run Google things, but they also own advertising networks like DoubleClick. And there are plenty of other companies doing it that you've never even heard of.
Yeah. In fact, if you run the Disconnect plugin, and it's just this little browser plugin, and it blocks third-party requests on websites. And when you click that little D up in your browser toolbar and pull down to see, you know, I'm on, for example, CNBC.com. I'm outing them right now, but 8 advertising requests, 2 analytics requests, 18 separate content requests. And that's actually those are pretty low numbers for all of the things that exist on a page that have nothing to do with that actual content.
They're all tracking you and building up profiles. Now, I think you can overinterpret what a shadow profile means because it sounds so nefarious. It just basically means we are associating data like your IP address, browser type together so that if we see similar data in the future, we can target ads to it.
It is a really important point to make that this is something that's happening all over the web. The question is it orders of magnitude more at Facebook? You know, like to what extent in our sort of chart of freak out is this, like you said, just a chance to gain awareness of how the web actually works in ways that people don't understand? Or is Facebook making it, you know, harder than they need to?
The difference with Facebook is that it's so massive. It's not doing anything that is necessarily different than other agencies out there. And in fact, it's probably at this point, because of all this public pressure, behaving better than most. But it's 2 billion users. So the effects it has are outsized.
Are we at any kind of a turning point? Like, I know that people feel this extreme privacy fatigue, but I have had, you know, civilians, if you will, tell me that they have made some changes to their privacy settings. Do you think that this is an actual moment at all?
I don't feel like it is. I hate to say that. All the stats that I'm seeing, all the reports seem to say, in fact, Facebook is saying it themselves, not many people are changing things because they just don't want to be bothered. And there's a counter pressure where people try to stop you from running an ad blocker. And otherwise, you're sort of stealing from us, that those who are paying attention are kind of caught in between. And it makes a lot of people just say, you know what, I don't want to deal with anything. I just want to browse my websites.
And is that fair?
I kind of feel like it really should be the browser makers that step in and do this. And to a certain extent, they kind of had. But again, they get pressure. Anytime they try to reduce tracking, they get pressure from people who don't want them to block ads. So it's really something that needs to be done on the industry level. That way, people who just want to read the news and want to talk to their friends don't have to do a massive amount of work to do that.
That's Tom Merritt, host of the podcast Daily Tech News Show. And we asked you what you think about all this data sharing. Michael Reedy wrote back to say, what constitutes private information needs redefining. Names, addresses, and telephone numbers appeared in published form for more than a century. And he reminds us that where you live is also still technically public information. He says there need to be clear definitions of what is public or private information, and that might make it easier to set rules around gathering it. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. They both admitted to not really reading privacy policies. Dan Powell engineers the show. He says he does read them. I'm Molly Wood. I read them maybe 3 times out of 10, but I do love my privacy settings. That's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Just as you count on Marketplace for reliable, in-depth news and information, we're counting on listeners like you to invest in what we do. The more people who support Marketplace, the more we can do to raise economic intelligence across the country. And don't forget, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar when you give today, thanks to a generous challenge from our friends at Candida. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.